One of the great gifts that I'm able to experience as a priest is people invite me to accompany them as they walk toward eternity, particularly trying to find the freedom that comes with spending time with Christ and working with Christ as He calls all of us to become saints. But one of the things I hear a lot from many people every day is this struggle with just committing sometimes the same sins over and over and over again, the same vices. It's like St. Paul said in Romans, I find myself doing what I don't want to do, and what I want to do, I don't do. And so there's this struggle with vices that have a hold on our hearts. So I'll listen to people as they tell me their particular struggles, their particular sins they keep committing, the ways in which they hurt themselves and their relationship with God and also their community. And after I hear people relate to me their struggles, quite often I ask them, so tell me about your week. And they think, you're asking about my week? Why do you care about my week? I just told you this terrible thing I've done, and you're asking me about my week. I say, yeah, tell me about your week. Were you involved in any ministries at Holy Rosary this week? Or how's your prayer life? How much time did you spend with Jesus in prayer? Father, what I confess to you had nothing to do with a ministry at church. It had nothing to do with my prayer time with Jesus. Why are you bringing up my prayer time and ministries? What does it have to do with the sins, the vices that I keep committing? And my response is, it has everything to do with the vices that we struggle with over and over again, with the sins that we just can't seem to find freedom from. Today's responsorial psalm that we sang, it was, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. Blot out my offenses. This is a psalm that King David wrote thousands of years ago after he came back to God from living a time of his life in some serious sin. We all know the story of David, right? He grew up the shepherd boy. He battled Goliath, won that victory, and then began to lead his people in many victories for right worship of God. And then after he fought many victories and he was king, he decided, you know what? Like, people are doing fine fighting those wars, fighting those battles without me. I don't have to be out there doing it with them. I'm just going to stay back home and relax. I'm just going to do nothing. While they go out there and work, they're doing a great job without me. I don't have to participate with my community anymore. I'm going to stay back home because I've been fighting for a long time. It's time for me to just rest. This is something I hear from a lot of people when they retire. I can't wait to retire. Why? So I can rest. It is not God's will for us to rest every day of the week. It is God's will for us to rest on Sunday. That's about it. But if we try to rest on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, guess what's going to happen? We're going to get idle time on our hand. I just want to just do nothing. Okay, idle time is the devil's playground. When we're not doing nothing, the devil's up to something, all right? And that's what happened with King David. He wasn't doing nothing. And then, guess what happened? All of a sudden, because he wasn't fighting, because he wasn't working, because he wasn't praying, he saw Bathsheba right over there praying, bathing on a roof. I guess one question we don't often ask in the scriptures is, what was Bathsheba doing bathing on a roof? My new rectory is being built right behind the church. Guess what I won't be doing? No, I take showers, in case you were wondering. She's bathing on a roof. The only reason he saw her, though, bathing on a roof was because he wasn't busy doing anything else. He wasn't busy serving his community. He wasn't busy fighting in battles with his brothers. He wasn't busy spending time with God in prayer. He was doing nothing, so the devil was up to something, all right? And then after he lusted after her in his imagination, his talk began to change, and he began to speak to her in this new way. And after they started having these conversations, their actions followed suit, and they committed adultery. She was a married woman. Committed adultery with her. Then she got pregnant. Oh no, what's he going to do now? Because she's married. Her husband's at war, fighting in battles that David should be fighting in. Well, they're going to know that he couldn't do it. So David said, well, let's lie about it. Let's bring him home, get him drunk, get him to sleep with you, right? But her husband said, no, I'm not going to do that. My men are fighting this battle. So guess what David did then? Well, let's kill him. All these vices flowed because of David's sloth, his laziness, his inability, his distaste for work and prayer. It all flowed from that because he wasn't spending time doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was just being lazy. He's not the only person who struggled with this. St. Augustine. Many of us know the story of St. Augustine. He was that boy who led a wayward life. And his mother, Monica, she kept praying for him. She was the faithful mother, right? Who prayed for her son to come back to Jesus. Who prayed for her son to come into the church and receive the sacraments of baptism and confirmation and Eucharist. And he just strayed. He didn't want to receive those sacraments. But you know what happened, right? She prayed, fasted, conversion. He came back. But before he came back, right, he left. And he left for a particular reason that a lot of people don't know about. The reason why he never received the sacraments was because when he was a teenager, he had a lot of structure in his life. He had a lot of order in his life. He was going down a path that would have led him to being a virtuous human being. But then his dad could no longer afford to send him to school anymore, where he had this structure in his day and his schedule. And so when he couldn't afford school anymore, he just went home. And instead of getting plugged into work, and instead of getting plugged into ministry with the church community, instead of spending time with God in prayer, Augustine just stayed at home and did nothing. He just stayed at home and twiddled his thumbs. And of course, because he was doing nothing, the devil was up to something. And he began to struggle with this vice of lust. That even after he came to Jesus from his mother's prayers, even after he got plugged into ministry as a priest, he still struggled with the vice of lust for a long time. He still struggled with objectifying women for a long time. He would pray to God this prayer. He would say, God, please make me chaste. But not now, because I'm not done, right? He didn't want it really bad. But he wanted it. It's like St. Paul. Why? You know when he found freedom? He found freedom when he began to live an ordered life. He began to live an ordered life of being intentional with prayers every day, of being intentional with ministry, of being intentional with working with his community. It was whenever he lived an ordered, structured life, that's whenever he found freedom. But this doesn't just affect us. These vices don't just affect us whenever we're not plugged into to work, into ministry. They also affect us whenever we're not rooted in prayer. In the gospel, Jesus invited the apostles into the Garden of Gethsemane after the Last Supper. And he asked them this question. He said, can you just pray with me? Just stay up with me for 1 hour. That's all I'm asking. 1 hour. He didn't ask for 3 hours. He didn't ask for an hour and a half. He didn't ask for an hour and 30 seconds, like I do, you know, every Sunday at Mass. If that was me, an hour Mass, it's an hour and a minute with me, right? No. He simply asked for just 1 hour. And Peter's like, 1 hour, I can do that. And Jesus says, listen, Peter, I need you to be attentive to this time in prayer, lest you fall into temptation. Jesus, I got this. But that prayer time in the garden, it was dark. Have you ever experienced like just a dark season of prayer where it's real dry, it's not fun, it's not exciting? It was real dark, and Peter didn't like that. He liked the mountaintop experiences of prayer. So instead of praying, he chose to sleep. And because he chose to sleep instead of praying, guess what happened? He gave into his vices. Almost immediately, some people came in the garden, and Peter attacked them. His struggle was fighting with people. His struggle was wrath. And he cut somebody's ear off because he didn't spend time with Jesus in prayer. My message to you this morning, Holy Rosary parishioners, is if you don't spend time with Jesus in prayer, you're going to start cutting people's ears off. And I don't want that. No, I'm joking. Well, you really might, though. It happened to Peter. It can happen to you. No, so because he didn't pray, he gave into the temptation. Same thing happened with Thomas. Because Thomas abandoned the garden, he left that prayer because it wasn't what he wanted it to be. When Jesus came back from the resurrection, Thomas doubted him. I doubt that this could really be you. Well, he struggled with doubt because he wasn't rooted in the relationship. That applies to us as well. So when people come to me, pastoral counseling, and they say, Father, I'm still struggling with the same sin of anger. I keep blowing up on my spouse. I keep cursing at my kids. I keep fussing at people. I got in a physical fight. The other night when I went out with my friends, Father, I'm struggling. I keep using people and objectifying people in my mind, on the internet, in relationships. Father, I struggle with believing in God, that He's really there, that He really cares for me, that He really loves me, that He's really going to forgive me for that sin I committed 20 years ago, that I confessed 20 years ago. I'm still struggling, Father. So I ask, how's your week? What ministries were you plugged into this week? How much time did you spend with God in prayer this week? Because it means everything. It means absolutely everything in your walk towards experiencing freedom from vice, growth, and virtue. My invitation for us this week is very simple, extremely simple. I've been simple these past few weeks. Well, I wasn't here last week. I was on vacation. But before that, I've been pretty simple. So this invitation this week is going to be for us to examine three questions every day this week. First question, what ministries am I plugged into at Holy Rosary? What ministries am I plugged into at Holy Rosary Parish? How am I making a gift of myself to my community? How am I serving other people outside of myself? When am I going to spend time with Jesus in prayer today? Put that question to ourselves in the morning. First thing when we wake up, when am I going to spend time with Jesus? And then when we go to bed at night, did I spend time with Jesus today in prayer? How much time did I give Jesus? And if we didn't spend time with Jesus, then apply this principle to your life. Get a post-it note. Yeah, how about we all do this today? We'll all do this one little thing today. It's super simple. Get a post-it note and write this statement on it and put it above our toilet in our bathroom, right? If I did not pray today, I cannot use the bathroom tonight. Seriously, right? What's more important to you? Your bowels or Jesus? Hopefully Jesus. That's right. He should be more important. So put that simple post-it note. I'm going to come by each one of your houses randomly this week to check your bathroom. So, but seriously, right? Because if we don't use the bathroom, what happens? Ooh, it hurts. I feel the physical pain from not using the bathroom. If we're not spending time in prayer, guess what's happening in our souls? Ooh, it's hurting. It's not looking pretty in there, right? So when am I going to spend time with Jesus? And at the end of the day, have I spent time with Jesus today? He's not asking for hours upon hours. He's just asking for something, a commitment. And finally, the final question is, how did I spend my time this week? What have I done this week? And in the week, look at my week. How much time did I just waste this week on foolish things? Right? Where it could have been spent serving people in my community, or it could have been spent sitting at the feet of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Whenever we prioritize going out of ourselves to serve the body of Christ and others, and whenever we prioritize being intentional with sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ in prayer, He will give us the grace to overcome our vices, to experience freedom, to grow in virtue in our walk toward eternity.